Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real Raw Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and this week we're focusing on cultivating your inner peace and being centered. Let's get into it. In today's fast world, it's easy to feel overwhelmed, stressed, and disconnected from ourselves, but cultivating inner peace is essential for our well-being and our overall happiness. It's the necessary tools and resources in order to balance out living a peaceful and healthy life. It's the power of presence, mindfulness, and meditation. You definitely want to practice mindfulness through meditation, deep breathing exercises, and focusing on the present moment. I went to yoga class yesterday evening, and it was just so refreshing to just be one, be mindful, be present in the moment, and just exploring, you know, mindfulness, continuing that in 2025. So that's something, the power of presence. So take those deep breaths, focus on your breathing, and just simply being present in the moment, and allow yourself to disconnect to reconnect. Let me say that again for the people in the back. Allow yourself to disconnect to reconnect. Take breaks from technology and reconnect with yourself and the natural world. That's critical. It's crucial for you to be mindful and present in the moment. And it's okay for you to disconnect from social devices and technology. I have a message for you. Social media will be there when you get back. It's not going anywhere. So take that time to disconnect, to reconnect, and focus on centering yourself and being grounded in the real natural world. So also another thing is cultivate and savor the simple things in life. Find joy in everyday moments. A cup of coffee. You guys know I love my lattes, green tea matcha lattes. The beautiful sunset or a conversation with your loved ones. So let's unpack cultivating inner peace. The first step is to have self-compassion. Treat yourself with kindness, understanding, and forgiveness. Let go of control. Accept that you cannot control everything in your life. And forgive yourself and others. Release resentment and forgive yourself and others for their past mistake. The art of letting go. Let go of that resentment. It doesn't serve you and it doesn't give you peace and harmony. And if there are any control freaks that are listening in today, let go of control. I know it's hard, but accept that you cannot control everything in your life. The world is so full of so many moving parts that you don't have control of. So control the controllable and let go of the need to control everything around you and everyone. You only have control over yourself, and you can only control certain things that are within your means. So remember, creating a peaceful environment, that's important as well. Focus on decluttering your space. A cluttered space can contribute to a cluttered mind. So declutter your physical environment to create a sense of calm and order. Feng shui, is that what it is? But focus on keeping your space neat and declutter. I don't know about you, but I don't want to walk around with a cluttered mind or have a clutter space. So declutter your space in 2025. So we're talking about peace and harmony. Another thing to unpack that and get into peace and being balanced and centered is mindful movement. Engage in activities that bring you joy and help you connect with your body, such as yoga, tai chi, or activity that gets you pumped and get your juices flowing, and breathing techniques and exercises that center you, whatever that looks like for you, to find balance and harmony in the whirlwind of modern life. So this is your invitation to step away from the chaos, reconnect with your inner self, and cultivate a state of calm that sustains your thought and keeps you going through the challenges in life. In a world that's constantly demanding more, this reminds you to pause, breathe, and rediscover the beauty of simply being. At its core, peace is not about the absence of difficulties, but the presence of a steady, grounded spirit. Centeredness is the art of maintaining your equilibrium amidst life's inevitable and flows, the ups and downs. Together, these qualities form the foundation for a life that is not only meaningful, but also deeply fulfilling. So we want to focus on exploring practices, reflections, and things that nurture peace and centeredness in our lives. So you need to work on discovering how to quiet the noise, embrace mindfulness, and create a personal sanctuary within yourself. So this is your invitation to mindfulness and peacefulness, and gaining the tools and insights for pathways to personal serenity. And also understand that this is a gift that you can share with others. So creating that calmness and peacefulness and balance and harmony in your community and beyond. Understand that just like anything else, peacefulness and being centered is not a destination, but it's a journey, one that begins with small, intentional steps. Whether you're seeking to heal, grow, or simply find moments of repair in your day, this is your roadmap. I hope you find the insights and practical strategies that you need to build a life that's anchored in peace and aligned with your true self. There is a lot going on in the world today, but it's imperative that you embrace the power of being centered, balanced, and having peace and harmony. So I hope you are able to cultivate that. So take a moment just to reflect on how you can incorporate more peace and being more centered and grounded in your life today. And understand that this journey is all about finding the moments of calm and cultivating that lasting inner peace that grounds you in every aspect of your life. By prioritizing balance and mindfulness, you have laid the foundation for a life of purpose, clarity, and fulfillment. Life will continue to present challenges, as it always does, but the tools you have gained here and the knowledge and the resources is your ability to pause, breathe, and to center yourself. That will serve as your anchor in any storm. Peace and centeredness are not a destination. They are both practices, choices you make daily, and commitments to live in alignment with your true self. Remember that even small steps can have a profound effect on you. A single deep breath can transform a stressful moment. And that's one of the things that I'm big on, just taking that 30 seconds to inhale, just close your eyes and breathe in. Inhale, take a deep breath and inhale, and then exhale, and continue to inhale, exhale, and do that for about 30 seconds. I call that the 30-second reset, and it can transform a stressful moment into a peaceful moment. A few minutes of mindfulness can shift the course of your day. So be intentional and understand if you're feeling stressed. Understand if you feel overwhelmed. Have that level of self-awareness so that you can practice that mindfulness and hit that reset button and practice your breathing exercises. And this doesn't have to be publicly, it could be private, any moment that you have to yourself so that you can shift the course of your day and hit that reset button. So by integrating these practices into your life, you create that ripple effect of calm and peace and harmony that extends to your relationships with others, your work that you create, and the community around you. So understand that what you have inside of you, that peace and that harmony that has the ability to transform your life. So let that remind you that peace is always within reach, no matter how chaotic the world may seem. Stay present, stay grounded, and trust in your ability to navigate life with grace and resilience. And remember that peace and harmony and your ability to be anchored and calm can carry you through any challenges or any setbacks or any frustrations that you may experience in life. May you continue to grow in peace, elevated in your centeredness, and may the light you cultivate within shine brightly in all that you do. Your journey doesn't end here. It begins. It's a new moment to take each breath and each step with gratitude and hope. And here's one final thing to unpack with peace and harmony. Make sure that you are cultivating a positive environment and that you are surrounding yourself with positivity. So you can have peace and harmony and doing the breathing and reset, exhale, inhale, exhale, and mindfulness if you're not surrounded with positivity, with positive people who uplift you and inspire you. So if you have some negative people around you while you're practicing mindfulness on this journey, you may want to reconsider that person in your circle, or you may want to reconsider that environment that doesn't serve you and bring you peace and harmony. It's all about balance. It's all about cultivating that inner peace. And if you are surrounded by negativity, it doesn't foster positivity. So that's critical. That's important. Always surround yourself with people who are positive, people who genuinely care about you, uplift you, and inspire you to be the best version of yourself. And understand that cultivating inner peace is a journey, not a destination. It's about finding stillness within yourself and connecting with your true essence. By incorporating these practices into your daily life, you can create a sense of calm, peace, inner peace, and finding a balance in the whirlwind of modern life. Know that cultivating your state of mind that will sustain you throughout life's challenges, because the world is constantly demanding your attention. And just take that moment to reflect, be mindful, breathe, and rediscover the beauty of simply being. Stay grounded in your spirit and maintain a good balance of harmony and peace. That is the foundation, and that is one of the most meaningful things and deeply fulfilling in life. So take the time to reflect on any area that you can cultivate more peace and harmony in your life and create your own personal sanctuary within yourself. You have all of the tools that you need to grow and just find those moments to embark on a journey of inspiration, guidance, and comfort to give you greater peace and centeredness in your life. Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. Remember to always find balance and harmony in your life by embracing practices of mindfulness and centering yourself with grace and harmony. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.